Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the TSL Podcast. As always, I am your host, Joe Kay. Alongside me is Emily. Today in the studio, which is really just Val Testa's house, we have Val Bernal, who demanded to be on, by the way. I don't know what she has to say, but I don't think she remembers demanding to be on either. And from the overcompensators, we have Eric, Larry, and Larry's mustache. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, TSL.
Hey, TSL.
All right, so the playoffs happened, and holy shit did the playoffs happen. Upsets left and right, other things we may or may not get into, but we'll touch on the scores and everything in a few minutes. But as usual, gentlemen, welcome to the show. Let's talk about the overcompensators for a minute. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Like, talk
your
about
team
it. You guys
drama,
had, you guys had an amazing, amazing season. You're 8-0 at one point. You kind of lost at the end, but I heard you were missing a few players to ruin the only potential undefeated season. But give me the history. Tell me where you guys came from.
So I guess we were born from Zach Newberry and
Sorry
Witters.
To hear that. Good thing you don't look like him.
Thank God. None of us look like him, thank God. But so we started 2 years ago as Witters.
Right.
And kind of were just a misfit team. Didn't do really well. And then the spring session, we decided to put in our own team, the overcompensators. We switched quarterback. Our quarterback when we were Witters is now our best receiver, and our best receiver when we were Witters, sorry, Rick, is now our quarterback. And we kind of just trusted the process.
So basically it was talent mismanagement for a couple years there.
Yeah, and even in the spring session when they were saying that, or whoever was saying that we should really be in D6, and we were saying we're way better than that, and we kind of ran through D5.
I think it was last season that, like, I remember you started off 0 and something, but then by the second half, you were just winning a whole bunch, and all of a sudden you became that team people didn't want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, we kind of, it was just figuring out how to utilize the girls, mm-hmm. how to utilize our team. We do have a bunch of diva guys on the team. Like, we all probably think we're the best receiver on the team for some way, shape. But
yeah,
the thing about that is
ridiculous.
Is we don't, if I never saw the ball or one of the other guys never saw the ball all game, we wouldn't care. Like, we're all divas, but we don't bitch and complain about that. We learned, if you're going to throw to a girl every play, then throw to a girl every play as long as we win. If you're going to throw to the same guy every play because he's open, do it. Let's win the game. And that's kind of how we become, you know, the best team in D5.
So you're low maintenance divas.
I mean, off the if you heard us talk to each other off the field, you would think we all hate each other, and all we do is talk shit to each other, especially Larry. He is the number 18 overall quarterback in the league.
That's
which is terrible.
That's
Let
low,
me ask sorry. You this though. So I noticed when I saw you guys playing like many weeks ago that the old quarterback was a receiver, and I was like, oh, they changed that. What made you guys switch?
So that was Ben, who is now probably our best receiver.
Yeah.
He can sling the ball, but he would say it himself that he had a tough time utilizing the girls.
So when I watch, I agree with you guys making the switch because you can tell he's a good receiver. He can throw the ball a million miles an hour like Bobby McConnell, but if your players don't catch it, what's the point?
Right.
And Larry, it seems like you have better field awareness and like you're more of a systems player and you throw a more catchable ball.
Did you have any quarterbacking experience prior?
I did. I played years ago I think it was Miles Sports when they were still together.
Hey,
I played for a team.
He listens. I love Mo.
He does. He's been shooting me messages to join his team. I'll message you in a little bit, bud. I played for a team called Dynasty.
Okay.
And we were very, very good, but we all broke up. A couple guys moved to Florida, and I just ended up being out of the league for like 4 or 5 years. Mm. And then Zach asked me to play for Witters. I'm like, hell yeah, I definitely want to play. I preferred wide receiver, but we made a switch. Ben, amazing player. Only issue is, he didn't like to throw to the girls, but we, for some reason, if I'd have Eric wide open 5 straight times, for some reason with Ben as quarterback or whoever, we would try and we'd beat ourselves. We'd be like, let's try this instead. Look, the same thing's working. When we beat it, like, I'm not trying to shout Blaze out early. We're coming for you, Blaze. Anyways,
I'm going to love
when we played it. When we played in Fuego the first time, I probably, our girl Cindy, who's D5 female nominee for best female.
Is she on your roster?
She is on a roster.
Yes, she is.
Ask Blaze. Yep.
Yeah, okay. She had, I want to say, 5 touchdowns. She was untouchable that first game. And nobody complained. So after we absolutely destroyed Inflago with our full team, we focused on it. Like, it's not a problem with our team just to focus on one thing. That's what we did with Ben. Like, I was a huge diva wide receiver too, because I'm thinking I'm open every single time. I'm not going to bring up Rick Miller, who thinks he's open every single time, but key to shut you down for Inflago doesn't shut down Ben. Anyways,
I love it.
You didn't just say
best friend.
Anyways, we're just excited to play. We're a family.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's
it's huge. We just we love drinking after the game together. Like,
it's important.
We originally had a sponsor at Anchor Bar, and so we'd leave to go to Anchor Bar right after, and things kind of fell through, and we were aren't we just happy to go back to Rose Garden or Angry Buffalo afterward, just to chill out and meet new people. And here we are in the podcast and hoping to take home a D5 championship.
Yeah, that's it. We're like a family, man, now at this point. Off the field, we all hang out. A lot of us, or most of us, didn't even know each other when we first started.
That's awesome. Oh, that's
and,
great.
And, you know, one of the guys was friends with another guy. You know, Cindy was friends with Liz. Jimmy was friends with Ben. And, you know, so now we hang out all the time and do really stupid stuff all the time.
Story of my life.
Story of, that's basically, I'm looking at my family that I do stupid stuff with all the time right here. I didn't know these clowns, what, 5 years ago? So I do have one question about everything you just said. Larry, when you were being the best wide receiver on the team, I used finger quotes. Yeah. Did you also know at the time, while you guys weren't doing so hot, that you were also the best quarterback on the team?
It was just basic things like you guys have seen. Like, Ben has an amazing arm.
Yeah.
But we were honestly just changing things up in favor of opposing defenses.
Yeah.
Like, even if I could be wide open, I remember there was one time I was probably running 10-yard outs. That's it. Just 10-yard outs, and Ben would throw to me once. And I'd be wide open right after I decided to throw a deep ball or try and utilize girls who are getting covered or whatever. It was just, there wasn't any chemistry.
Did you do that
chemistry.
Thing that newer teams tend to fall into where they want to try and get everyone involved? So you, I don't want to say you wasted down.
It was
down,
part
but,
of that, but it was a lot of, ooh, we just beat them on this, but let's do this instead. Now it's, you know, it's
do
no secret.
Works.
We're
do
throwing it over the top of you,
stopping.
And you're going to try to stop that. And when you adjust to try to stop that, then we're going to go short of you. It's, it's no secret. That's what we do. We throw the ball downfield. If we score on our first, you know, play of the game, we're going to do our second play of the game. We're going to try to score. That's what what worked for us. And in the past, we didn't do that. We weren't throwing to the open guy 4 or 5 times in a row, or the open girl 4 or 5 times in a row, and that really hurt us.
You coach yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This type of football is all about marching down the field and taking advantage of the mismatch.
Yep.
100%.
Exactly.
So this is what, 4 seasons, we would say?
Yep.
2 years, 4 seasons?
Yeah.
So give me, as a newer player, but not completely newer, your overall view of the league, how you like how it's run, everything with it, the bullshit podcast that you may or may not be on, the articles, just everything about it. Tell me what you think about it.
You know, I'll be honest. Zach asked me to play for years and years and years before, and I am not playing co-ed football.
So
I won't play any co-ed sport.
Yeah.
There's no way. And even still today, like, when it comes to, like, touching a girl, I'm, like, not nervous about it, but, you know, it's still, but I was like, I'm not doing this. And my wife and I play together. It's something we could do. And, you know, I play on a great team. There's a lot of great people in the league. I'm so glad that we started doing it. I have so much fun. It's good to get away on a Saturday for a little bit and play.
The apprehension with tags is appreciated by females, because I think guys forget that we are like 100 pounds lighter than them and go flying sometimes when you tag us. So
yeah, I think sometimes I look like a real idiot trying to tag a girl because I'm like a nervous schoolboy and it's just.
I understand completely.
When you have people just slap someone's ass so hard when they tag them.
Chris Cole, probably.
No, Ben Stack. It is hilarious.
Really?
It is so funny to watch.
If it's a guy, Chris Cole is slapping their ass. Yeah.
Well, that's
no,
sure. That's
no, it was a guy
true.
In this
he
situation.
He doesn't make tags on
defense. Yeah. Zing!
That's amazing. So, is there anything else we want to touch before we get into the games? Because there's a lot to talk about for these games, for sure.
We'll process our feelings about... other topics as we get to those teams.
As we go across them, that's correct.
Okay.
So let's get it to your 10 o'clock games, the first round games.
I know. So 10 a.m. A
bunch of bullshit happened.
We have Gryffindor, by some miracle of baby Jesus, beat the Marketing Mayors 36-28. Bullet Club beats Slytherin 45-46. I'm sure Joe K will have a lot of words about
that.
I mean,
that was 45-42, but reading.
Oh, 45-42. Puckett All-Stars beats, no pun intended, 36-8. For those of you who don't know, this was an 8-seed versus a 1-seed upset. And then Uncle Rico's beats Full Throttle 29-6. Joe, start talking about your game because I know you want to.
Okay. I mean, I should want to talk about it because it was the lowest of lows and the highest of highs in the same hour span here. Really quickly, a lot of people were talking about, like, Newman wasn't supposed to show up. Newman's the Slytherin starting quarterback. Everything was supposed to be, I don't want to say easy, but, like, Gary was practicing to be quarterback last week when I subbed in for Peachy Platoon. He threw picks on 5 straight drives, which apparently prompted them to cause Newman to show up. I don't know whatever he had planned, but he had to change his plans around that he knew all season he couldn't be there. And him showing up was a big deal because, quite frankly, we couldn't do anything in the first half. Bad Ricky was there.
Oh, no.
Within the first 3 drives, we were down 16-0. And on both of their touchdowns, Kelsey, who's very good, and I love her, she was definitely...
How are you down 16-0?
After their first 2 drives, they scored on both of them with genders.
And then 2 extra points.
No, just 2 genders. Okay. 8 plus 8 is 16. Okay, anyway, I'm going to get killed. I may not survive this podcast. However, but she was definitely pushing off on those touchdowns, and we're like yelling at Garrett because it's right in front of him. Like, you need to pay attention to this stuff. And he's like, I didn't see it, but I'll watch for it more now, whatever.
Push-offs do not get called.
Yeah, but these ones were like mm-hmm. these weren't even like the light ones. These were like the push-offs get called. I can't wait to get to the end of my story here.
Okay.
This is called foreshadowing.
Okay.
So we finally walk down the field, we score, and then just to make things worse, we immediately throw a pick 2. So now it's 18-6, and then it's 24-6, and then it's 30-6. This is all the first half.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It wasn't the best. I'm not going to lie. And we were down 30-12 at halftime. We'd missed. And, you know, we were kind of shitting on Zach earlier. And I laughed because the one thing he told me was like, can you actually speak good about me on the podcast this week? Because
what did Zach do?
Balled out. Cool. Every single time he ran at Dawson, he threw a double move on him and the kid fell down like 3 times. He would get open and then Ricky just wouldn't get the ball there. Like, Zach probably should have had 3 touchdowns in the first half and... they weren't on him. Like, he made some really great plays.
Believe me, he let me know that, too, after the game. he was not shy about how
he's
well
like
he did.
He's 47 or something. He doesn't have much time left, so let him have this. So,
That's morbid.
He's laughing, and he wants to slap me.
No, he has no time left in a lot of things. He should be in a bubble.
And even a play like, we threw a ball up at halftime, right before the half, and because we're getting the ball back, and Todd had it just an inch over his hands in the end zone. Just looked like everything was going wrong. We started with the ball, did absolutely nothing. We're down 24 points because they turned it right around and scored. And then at this point, we're like, forget calling plays. We just got to go. And we just started walking down the field.
Hurry up offense.
Hurry up offense. Love and it. Like, Ricky was good Ricky. He was the best Ricky he's ever been. He's making sharp throws, quick ones. And we're scoring. We get a gender touchdown. We're like, cool, we're back in this. And then they score on the next play. Guess we're not back in this. This sucks. So 17 minutes left. We're down 42-20. And... well, I don't know what happened with our defense, but they couldn't figure out how to complete a pass anymore. And this rapid-fire offense thing we had, we were scoring in a minute. We got gender touchdown after gender touchdown. Before, and we got a couple conversions in there, too. So before you knew it, we were only down 4 with about 6 minutes to go. Their first 3 plays, they did nothing with. They have 4th-and-1 from basically their own 2-point line. Frankie ends up breaking a run, and he ends up getting tagged at the 1-yard line. So now it's 5th-and-1 for them on our 1-yard line, and it's like shit. And at this point, there's about 3 minutes to go. Basically, if they score a guy touchdown and get a conversion, it's a wrap. Or if they get a gender touchdown, it's a wrap. 5-and-1, Frank ended up being open in the back of the end zone. He catches the touchdown. There's a flag on the ground. Assume somebody went over, nothing like that. Kelsey did another push-off, and Garrett saw it. And he said, nope, he called her for the offensive pass interference.
Good job, Garrett.
He did what he was supposed to do. Well, here's the thing. Because they threw to a guy, there's no such thing as 6-and-1. So that the points come off the board, and it's our ball.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
He said, he goes, oh my gosh, I had a game-impacting call. And it's like, well, you know what?
You
break the rules like Yeah. Fuck you.
And like Garrett and B immediately said, he goes, because everybody's obviously upset at Garrett, and he's like, and B goes, no, I had it too. Like, it was getting called no matter what, yeah. So don't yell at Garrett. So
good. Props I'm glad to B they had each that. Other's mm-hmm. back. And then, that's important. When tension is high.
At first he called illegal contact, but that's a defensive penalty, so it was actually offensive pass interference. So we got the ball back at the 2-minute warning. Bang, 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 walked down the field, scored with 37 seconds left. We ended up getting the conversion because it didn't matter, so that's where we went up to the final score. And then on the last play of the game, we got a pick at the goal line. It was kind of a bomb anyway, but basically came back down from down 24 points. So wow. It was nice. Huge. Like it, sucks, awesome. It felt like on the sidelines, we are this yeah. sucks.
Good job, whatever. Club.
So yeah. It was really exciting. And then it didn't even matter because I turned to my right consistently to just watch Puck at All-Stars throwing bombs all over the place yeah. on no punt intended.
Wait, so I heard no punt didn't have Lyle. Yeah. So
they had broken finger Kyle. No. Kyle.
Well, no, he didn't play. Glenn was quarterback.
Oh, I thought Kyle was just playing poorly. See, I missed that part.
No. So they did a
But they also didn't
change.
Have Elena either, which is a big yeah. thing, too.
That hurt. She's good.
And I don't know if people just, like, take Puckett lightly, but if I'm the number one seed playing them as an 8 seed, I'll remember what happened last session where they were the 8 seed. They snuck in and Endgame, who murdered D5 or D4. It was D4. They got upset by Puckett. No problem. You know, Puckett ended up going to the championship game before. I think they lost to somebody. I can't remember who.
Oh, I thought they won.
No, you're right. They did win. That's why they moved up. I forgot. You're right. They won as an 8 seed. And here they are doing the same thing again. Last week they won games they needed to win. And
that's why we play the game.
And this one's great.
I don't know what happened with Marketing Mayors in Gryffindor, apart from Marketing Mayors being Andy Liss.
Yeah, he wasn't there, but Gryffindor had everybody. Jeremy Burr was back, and he was in rare form. Luckily, that was the other side. That was the other game that I was watching behind me. And Burr actually made sure to tell me to say this on the podcast, something about like Chris Cole and Tommy Hughes can go F themselves because, I don't know, they must have talked to much. They must have talked a whole bunch of shit or something. I don't know exactly why.
Chris Cole talk shit. Tommy Hughes talk shit.
Right? Sounds crazy, really? Right?
Were they even there?
Hmm.
I don't know. Probably. What? I don't know. Burr
They've
was pumped about it,
though. Never gotten kicked out of the fields for heckling.
Right? So Burr was pumped, and Gryffindor, they just played the game they needed to play. The Mayors kind of fell off this season. Yeah. Like they just kind of rolled down a hill.
Yeah, because we beat them 46-6 last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a wrap for that.
Uncle Rico's, I'm assuming, had Chris.
They had everybody. They had everybody.
They're good when their team shows up. The first half of the year, though, they were like Jack Hayless, quarterbackless, that Chrisless.
They're pretty much clicking at the right moment. I talked to Luke from Full Throttle. He's actually the captain, and I just kind of asked him. Luke. Lou is not the captain.
Oh, I thought Lou was.
No, Luke. He played for Bullet Club 5-6 sessions ago. He's a good dude, and I just asked him, like, what the hell's going on? I guess a lot of it is just getting people to show up. Like there had to be a reason Full Throttle wasn't doing great. They weren't thrilled with the division they were in, which I understand because it was a bit of a murderer's row with those gender teams. And now Uncle Rico's, Buffalo Soul, they're all pretty good teams, honestly.
Yeah,
so
good.
Full Throttle, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do. I hope
they're D5 team though.
Full Throttle?
Yeah.
Depends who shows
D5
up.
Team. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's.
They have good people on the team. Whatever. We can move along.
So let's go to 11 o'clock.
So the Dilfs beat A&A 27-22. Team Topper beats Energy Buff 24-14. Endgame beats Jabronis 39-12. And then Buffalo Solar Solutions squeaks one by Mountain Doomy 38. Oh, I thought it was. Never mind. It wasn't close. 38-27. I thought it was 38-27.
All right. Val, you're here. Your team's there. People who have never played a single down for the Dilfs were here this week, but they're legally on the roster.
Yeah, sure as hell are.
Hi, Josh. But please, tell us what happened.
We did have a week leading up to it. We had, like, three people say couldn't be there. Doobie, our quarterback, being one of them. Minetti, who's been there all year, wasn't able to make it. Tommy Hughes was out of town. Had to work. So we were missing, like, a bunch of people. So, yeah, we had Jablonski play, who is on our roster.
Margo's on ours.
Yeah.
So, basically, it started off, nobody scored. But, like, the first, I think, four possessions on both sides, which was, like, the weirdest thing ever for playing against A&A. Because
it was 9-7 at halftime, right? Something like that?
Yeah, it was super low. So, because nobody, it was just back and forth. They started with the ball. We stopped them. They stopped us. We stopped them. It was just back and forth. I think, pretty much everyone. They had Delano and the people that matter. Jamie Stammel wasn't there.
They didn't have Tone.
Yeah, Tone wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Or DeAndre.
I don't think DeAndre played at all. Team except anymore. Like one, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it was a close game back and forth, and then I guess at the half, which I heard about after, I like didn't even realize that this was happening. To start the half, we had the ball, so Ramiro was on the field and we're in the huddle, so Travis goes, all right, everyone get to the line. Ramiro's still on the field as their sixth guy, so it's like, yeah, their fifth guy. So Travis is like, okay, so line up. So we line up, snap the ball. Ramiro gets called for too many people. So we have a free play. He throws it, and I guess Rogo and Staggs were both wide open in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So we scored pretty easily for that one because it was going to be a – which we normally wouldn't have done because we told him not to go deep very as often as possible. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I thought we played really well. Like, for having one fast guy on our team, I thought we – kept up really well. We played really good defense.
Travis threw across the field a lot.
That's his thing. He likes to do that. Yeah. That's his thing. He'll scramble to the right and then throw across his bar. He watched a lot of Brett Favre, so
he did,
it worked though. Yeah. I mean, from the plays Wranglers that I saw. Or...
I mean, Katie and
hopefully,
if only.
Katie and Kelly both had really good games.
Mm-hmm.
So that
did
helps.
You have a really good game?
That was all right. I watched.
But yeah, so no, it was good. I was not gonna lie, unexpected, but
Team Topper versus Energy Buff. This game just kind of looked like a shit show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know.
Yeah,
Energy Buff. Ben said Topper and Energy Buff. Actually pretty close.
Well, so it was kind of close at times, but watching it never felt close because Energy Buff just looked very disorganized on defense. For example, they would be playing a zone defense and Topper's team would line up in trips and the middle person would not shift over. So then easily they could just chunk 15 to 20 yards on the sideline the whole time because the person in the flats had to cover like two guys usually and then another guy going deep. And it just kind of like looked like a mess.
They get some credit though because they did only hold them to 24 points.
Well, something really cool that happened was Eric Ardansky looked over on the sidelines and goes, I'm going to get a pick. You watch. And literally, it was like Topper was playing catch with him, threw the ball right to him, and literally he's running. He's like a freight train. Like, he, you know, he's a big guy. And he turns over and he goes, I fucking told you so! As he's running the pick back. But everybody was like, what's this guy screaming about? Because they didn't know, like, what he had said to me. So it was kind of funny to see that.
That's amazing. Real quick, for Buffalo Solar Mountain Dumi, I didn't see much of this game at all because I don't think anybody really did.
Yeah.
But that isn't meant to be a slight. It's just that we've played this game like five times this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I did talk to Andy at the bar. Andy Clark, he's the quarterback. At least I think it was Andy Clark. I don't remember.
The tall guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm relatively sure that's who it was. But I asked him, I go, how'd it go? He's like, oh, we want to go. Did you kill him? And he's like, actually, there were too many times during this game we kind of looked at each other and said, this game is way closer than it needs to be right now. Like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And that just basically sums up how playoff TSL football ends up going when everybody shows up and everybody's, like, going to play their absolute, you know, play your asses off. But they ended up pulling away. Obviously, they won by 11 points, but...
I watched a little bit.
Oh, did you? Were you just talking shit to your
best friends?
Pretty
much. Pretty much. No, Mountain Dumi got out-veteraned. They would do the thing where the first four plays they would try to throw to a guy, and it was usually the tall guy, and then it wasn't completed, and then they're at 4-2 on their own, like, 5-yard line, and then the other team would just, like, double-team all the girls.
Right.
And then they get stuck. So I think that Buffalo Solar Solution just kind of played more consistent football.
Did Sarah play for them? I saw her here last 2 weeks ago.
I didn't see. I also wasn't close enough. And then in the end game, Jabroni's game, the end game, Jabroni's game, there was an interesting call controversy of Billy making up a call that doesn't exist.
Yes.
So and that cost them 27 points?
And no, that's not why they lost.
Okay, just was curious.
But
about
I just
this
wanted
one.
To.
I mean, it's Billy. Anything
I just
possible.
Wanted to put Billy on blast. Most teams do this where, say, you're like 5-1, a guy will line up on the side, like, close to your sideline, and then before the ball snaps, switch with a girl, and then it's like, oh, we can sneakily get a girl play. Whatever. So they did that, and then Billy threw a flag saying illegal offensive substitution, which is not a call.
This is not soccer.
It's not a thing. And
Was it, hold on. Was the guy that switched in the huddle?
Nobody was in the huddle. They were all on the line.
Oh, then yeah, it was definitely fine.
Yes, that's fine. Definitely fine. And so people were like flipping out about it, and it's not a rule.
But... because that's the thing, that for people who may not know, if you line up in the huddle, like, you can't just switch off them. When you're in the huddle, you're basically, you have to be in that play. So
Endgame just looked more organized. They have Jeff Farr's brother, Brandon. He was really good, and then the blonde guy was good of running, like, posts or really deep outs, and they would get to, like, the 50 and then be in good shape for girl plays, and it just kind of looked pretty smooth. And they had a different quarterback. They didn't have Dave.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
They had some guy.
Was Dave there, or is he just...
No, he wasn't there.
That's interesting. I mean, Endgame, like... them winning this game doesn't really surprise me.
They've been
one of the better teams in the league for definitely the second half. Like, they might have struggled a little bit, but after they really started clicking, I mean, they've been beating everybody. They beat your Bronies 25-7 a couple weeks ago.
True.
So, I mean, this isn't that big of a surprise, I think. No, so, true. Let's go to some other surprises, though, at the 12 o'clock games.
So, Sticky Bandits smoked All We Do Is Quinn 33-7.
That one was a smoking.
Yeah. Zach Attack beat Wild Oak Beer Company 26-20. And then Frodo beat Vaspian 44-18. Dave Baker is a boss.
Everybody knows that. Dave Baker's a stud.
My 40-year-old teammate, Dave, yes. He 42 was...
kids, though.
No, he doesn't. He has five.
Prove it.
And so... he, like, the guys on Quinn are fast. This is no secret. Yes. Like, they love the deep ball. And athletes. He was covering them like it was nobody's business, knocking down the deep ball. Mm. He had a ton of picks. Like, yeah. And Mike the Worm Thomas was quarterbacking.
Yes. Well, that's the big part is Mike Thomas, when he's been a quarterback, is when Sticky has won most of their games. Mm. I mean, I know Rags has been in there to do something, I guess, but it hasn't been play good football.
And I was talking to Rags on the sideline, and he said that, like, Mike was always playing playoff, so
yeah, I didn't know
just
that.
Like some, this like, was big, premeditated like,
hustle that they were just like.
I don't think they needed. I don't think they needed to do this one.
Yeah, I know.
I had asked somebody from Quinn like what happened because I mean they started out hot. I think they were like 5-1, and then they ended up being 6-4 by the end of everything. And they were, and it's like, well, they haven't won a game in like a month. I think I read.
Jeez.
I think their last win was literally a month ago. So you always ask like, what the hell's going on there? And an unnamed Quinner, who I will not say who it is, pointed out that they just don't like to use their girls enough, which is ridiculous because they have amazing girls.
All of them are good.
The girls are good. Yeah.
So if it's just a thing where like younger teams are like, oh, we have dudes who are super fast, let's just throw it deep all the time. I mean, that's almost kind of what you guys were saying earlier. Yeah. Like, don't do that. That's how you beat yourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
yeah,
a team
exactly.
I want no part of.
So I think they just kind of like kept shooting themselves in the foot, and then before you knew it, they were playing catch up, and I don't think they're really good at it. So.
I think the most offensive things guys can do when you have athletic girls, just 1 yard shovel pass.
Yeah.
Yes. Bitch, no. We're not doing that.
I don't know.
Katie Salisbury beats guys when two guys are manning her on an out and out.
I was on a team
whose
quarterback only called that play, and I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Although I will say, if you throw that 1 yard shovel pass to like Maggie, it's amazing to watch her juke five guys. They blow out their knees, they cry a bunch, and she gets 50 yard touchdowns. She's the best running back in the TSL. But
also on Sticky Bandits, do you guys know Brian?
Yes.
Brian was a baller. Like, Mike had like a very small window to hit him on like a really deep post, and Mike was just going up, guys all over him, coming down with the ball. It was pretty cool.
I think that was part of what Sticky's problem was during the season, was that Brian was, you know, counted on to be there a lot more than he really was in the beginning. That actually cost him a few games because he might arguably be their best receiver.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he's very talented, but he's like one of the people who are like not just athletic but smart too, and like he's made some really, really good plays every time. We might even go be playing with him in like an hour here, and he's just really fun to watch. He's a really good player for sure.
Wild Oak Beard Company, they're new this session.
This is an 8-1 matchup too.
Yes, I watched them.
That off.
I watched them play. They have some really good guys, and
yes,
there was an older man who had hands for days.
Yep.
I mean, like a 55-year-old guy.
No, I know he was rushing me when I played quarterback against them one
time. Yeah, I'm like, where did you guys come from? And then there was a girl with, I think, blonde hair on their team too, who was pretty good, like running good routes. So you don't typically see that with like a brand new team.
They like I said, this is the 1-8 matchup. This was actually, I think Wild Oak was winning for a good chunk of this game. I think Zach Attack had to win it near the end. I could be wrong on that, but I thought that's what somebody told me while I was looking at the game. So that's how well I pay attention.
That was the first time I've actually seen the Zach Attack roster. Yeah. I didn't know Drunk Jesus was on their team.
Oh, I don't know who Drunk Jesus is.
Do you remember? There was a guy.
So can we just do a better job of explaining this for all of our listeners at home?
Kind
of
want to know who
Remember the team Home Tech?
Yes.
So this, the bald guy. Yes. Yeah. He's bald and he had this awesome t-shirt with a drunk Jesus on it. And during the game, like, he was their best player and he was really fast. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, yeah, drunk Jesus. And he, like, identified with the name.
So he's drunk Jesus. Now, drunk Jesus, I look forward to officially meeting you in a few days.
I'll introduce you even though I've never met him.
That's fair. I feel like you've known him forever though. And then Frodo played Vaspian.
Our friends.
I love Vaspian. They're great for the league. Were, yeah.
Anyone who can ice me is a friend of mine.
Yeah. Oh, those fucking jerks. But things did not go well for them in this, as Frodo was the only you'll come to see the only high seed in D3 that did anything. I think they're the highest remaining. Well, they were the 2 seed.
I didn't watch that game.
But every time I just looked and asked Scotty Drew, like, how's it going? He's like, we're up by like 30 already. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't really much to watch there, unfortunately. So let's go to 1 o'clock and let our guests talk about their game.
Yay! Overcompensators beat the Terra Tacos. I call them pink tacos in my notes because Terra Tacos is a hard thing to say. 38-26, practice squad wins over Hope and Ruin, 40-30. The McKenzie Agency wins over the Replacements, 22-21. Talk about it, guys.
Yeah, guys, let's go. Because last time I saw you play this team, I was subbing for them, and you beat us 50-0. So how did they score 26 points on you?
So it started in the first half. When the first half ended, we were up 30-0.
Oh, okay.
And the game really never had any feel of actually being a game, like a football game in general. It was just
the tackles showed up with not enough
just
players.
Scoring essentially at will. Yeah, they didn't even show up with enough players. So we ended up letting them pick a girl
from the Universal Subway.
Yeah,
so
and then
played.
Okay. I don't know the guy's name, but he refs sometimes. He showed up right
he
before half.
Refs
Mark.
Like
I don't even know if he's on their
with
team
the
or not.
With the spiky hair.
His no, father, little guy, Italian little stocky, guy. Yeah.
No. He's Andy. Andy.
Is it little?
I'm like field five. I saw him play, and I didn't realize he was.
I don't even know if he's on their team or not, but he showed up.
I don't think it mattered. Because Mark wasn't there, because he was away for
Mark wasn't there, yeah.
So,
you know, I think we actually had to wait to start, so they were running the clock before our game even started. And it seemed like the first half literally went by in like 10 minutes, and we were up 30-0. And second half, we just started doing things.
Just doing things
we normally wouldn't do. Yeah. Got really lazy on defense. They were running the same little gimmick play where the guy was running like a jet sweep, and they would throw it to him, and then he would throw it, and
they gave like 25.
Yeah, like we weren't playing really defense on at that point. We never felt like
the game was in doubt.
Urgency.
Ever going to be in doubt, you know? And
Joe would not throw to open people.
He just couldn't.
I saw him. No,
he's got cataracts.
No, like people 5 feet in front of him.
I stand by my statement.
No, and then because Sarah was playing with them, so I was watching, and she was like, "Hey, I'm open. Throw me the ball." And then she got 2 touchdowns. So
yes, Sarah.
Go Sarah.
Yeah, we opened up. I think we had like 3 interceptions to start the game. That's how it got so quick to 30-0.
That would absolutely do it.
Yeah, but so then we just sat back on defense and we're trying different plays on offense that, for whatever reason, I guess. Yeah.
I just do want to say that Ramir came up to us before the game and said either that we just take a forfeit win because Pink Terra Tacos had
nothing.
3 guys and 1 girl.
Nice.
And we said, hey, we love playing here at TSL, so by all means, please
let
take...
Let them take whoever.
I
let's
don't care
play this game and let's count it.
Sportsmanship
and awards. And I'll say this, too, because we watched the game we're about to talk about at the 2 o'clock, the Cobblestone game, but I'll say this real quick.
We're going
to
talk about
Daryl, on my way, to the car, Daryl saw me, and he's like, do you have anyone on the Universal sublist? I'm like, yeah, Liz Newberry's on the Universal sublist, I think. And he goes, I might give her a call. I'm like, Daryl, we're playing you guys next week. This is before we knew, like, the controversy and everything. And he goes, oh, okay. He's like, well, just to let you know, he's like, we might not have a girl next week. And I look at him. I'm not even kidding you, this happened. I'm like, take whoever you want. We want to play you guys next week. We don't want to have a forfeit. We want to play.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Just another... That's why Eric and I are kind of set off by everything that happened. We won't get into it.
Yeah,
but
we
it's
don't
just,
come there to
we
sit
just want
in
to
grass.
Play. Yeah, you know. But
I think that happens a little bit more in lower divisions than the higher ones, because the higher ones kind of get like, hey, figure it out. And
we once you get to the higher ones, you know enough people to like find someone.
Well, true. And just like veteran ishness of like planning ahead and, you know, having a head count instead of like the morning of, hey, who's coming?
So speaking of our hot terminology of the weekend, roster check came into play for TMA and the Replacements. The Replacements had an ineligible gentleman on their roster. TMA noticed this person that they had never seen before immediately. Asked Ramir basically by second down, like, hey, who is this guy? Ramir went on the field. They talked to him. The guy was illegal. But Ramir was going to just say, like, play it out. You know, you guys forfeit, but play it out anyway. And we were just going to not tell TMA that he was illegal until after the game. They ended up finding out during the game. It didn't really matter. They ended up pulling out, but it didn't really, like I said, it was a forfeit game, but it was just like you guys said, people want to play. People
should, right, you know. Exactly.
TMA didn't play last week, so like.
Yeah, they got screwed last week by people not showing up.
Two weeks in a row before the play.
Yeah.
So they were happy, to play. So they had a good time, and they just walked away with a win they would have got.
Val scored a touchdown.
She does that. She got really, really excited.
Yeah,
I felt
good
for
her.
So they did that, and then the last game was practice squad beating Hope and Ruin.
The practice squad quarterback's pretty good. He's got a good arm. I haven't seen them play before. And Renee, I know everybody knows she's good. She had a guy manning her, though, and she was, like, triple moving him.
Yeah, she still didn't matter.
And then Jamie, who's a guy on practice squad, I think he got nominated for an MVP award. He got a pick on, like, Hope and Ruin's 10-yard line.
Okay.
So that always sets you up for success. So, yeah, they have, they're a good team.
So
I could see them doing well.
Let me ask you guys about these teams, just because you've played them the whole time. Like, what do you think about, like, practice squad who came up from D6 and
yeah.
I think they were what?
I mean, they were the only team during the regular season, aside from our last game with En Fuego when we had a guy blow out his ankle mid-game and we
Rick,
were short as it was.
Rick, our best
That was the
player,
only team that held us
out,
probably under 30 40 points.
It was like 28-14.
You know, they can play defense. Their offense was good.
And I don't think their quarterback was there. I think they didn't. I don't think they had their main
Isn't
quarterback.
Isn't he the kind
so.
Of Jack guy who I always forget to learn
no,
his name?
No, that's James.
That's who,
no,
that's
I think
who played,
he played,
that's who played
yeah.
our quarterback
oh, okay,
for
that
game.
Sense.
Yeah.
But that's not their actual quarterback. And
okay.
I think they're a good team. They definitely belong in D5. They might belong in D4.
Yeah. Their defense is good. Because eventually. He came up to us after the game, that quarterback you guys are talking about, and he said, thanks for making me look terrible, because we probably had like 6 picks. Again, we only scored 28 points. So our defense is pretty good. Yeah. We have a pretty good offense. So
let's just talk about your team again real quick. You guys kind of smacked around your division for the most part.
Yeah.
You guys are moving up no matter what, right?
So we've heard.
Yeah,
that's what we were told.
We've heard from Zach Newberry. I don't know if that's a trustworthy source.
I've heard from other people too that
I can tell you that it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. But all right,
we want to move up.
Face the Angels. Again.
We do because the only time
you guys
beat us is
via
girl scores. We always it's always like a 2-point game or a 1-point game.
How else can they beat you?
Well, obviously, but I'm just saying we might outscore them, but because they're getting girl scores, they're beating us by a couple points.
Now you have the girls that can also score, so that helps.
And now we figured out how to use our girls, and all three of
it's
our girls can
girls.
Play. They can all catch. They can all, you know, do what they got to do. And so definitely we want to come play Maddie's.
If there's
I'm calling
any,
it right now.
If there's any team left in D5 that's still playing that beats you and upsets you in the playoffs, who is it?
I would just say it's definitely not going to be in Fuego because we will be at the sideline.
Anyone but
in
Cobblestone.
No, I thought
Cobblestone.
I think if Cobblestone beats in Fuego,
now
I mean,
you don't have to sleep on.
We'll
them.
Be yeah.
Well, we'll be nervous for Cobblestone because they're. I mean, getting back to back wins if they beat in Fuego again. But anyways, it'll be tough because
they
watched that game.
Yeah,
they
do,
looked
they
great
do.
Defensively.
Yeah.
Looked great because we played Cobblestone the first week of the season. We played Hope and Ruin, then Cobblestone, a doubleheader, and the game wasn't that much of a blowout. But like they were without a couple people to start the game, so we were playing 6-on-5 to start the game. But
if everyone shows up,
practice squad though.
Really good
practice squad. If like you said, that's not their quarterback that we played against. Like I mean, that's a different.
I think
team.
Any team in
so.
This left. Could potentially win.
That's why we play
the
game.
I think so.
Hung Buffalo's good too. So
yes,
Hung
they
Buffalo
are.
Will be up there. They can definitely beat
well,
Fuego.
They have that one guy
Fuego
that's
wins.
7 feet tall.
The blonde guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I mean any
no,
teams.
No, the other guy with the brown hair.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Yeah. We'll talk
speaking
about
speaking of that, let's go to
let's talk o'clock. About what we really want to talk about.
2 o'clock game.
2 o'clock. En Fuego. Unfortunately, you got the big fat L to Cobblestone, 26-23. My man on the Chaps beat the Tots 23-20, so I think now
they
get
almost
their...
didn't, by the way. We'll
I know I was watching. And then Bipolar beats Gravesboro 44-38. Let's talk about Cobblestone and Fuego.
Shall we?
What does everyone have to say?
We say...
Eric, you have the floor.
I have the floor.
I've been holding this in.
I just want... I'll get it out there right now. I have a hard time respecting... I'm going to say it. Respecting anybody who, after they take an L, after they talk shit the week before about another team... On this podcast about another team choking... And they essentially choke and lose to have to go to the rule book to try to get another chance, stay alive. And that's just soft. I don't like it. But I mean, about the game, we sat there and watched it. You know, we have that little rivalry with Enfuego for whatever reason. I'm not sure why, but
kind of because you're the only two really good teams in D5. That's pretty much it.
And you know, the first half was back and forth. Neither team could stop the other team. And, you know, Enfuego might have got a one stop. And then at the end of the half, one of the, I think, Carr brothers, he dropped a wide open touchdown. And we're like, oh, that's
six
it.
And no one on the half.
That's it.
No, he has kids.
Oh.
Daryl's various kids.
I go, Daryl has a brother. I
don't know.
I think they're his nephews.
There's
I think
that's right. Yeah.
So one of them drops a wide open touchdown. And we're like, oh, that's it. And then the second half, they switched to man, and Fuego couldn't do anything.
That's
they couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
The team said Daryl was the defensive MVP.
Nice. Are you kidding me?
He played pretty good.
I went over like a sideline reporter being like, people give me a quote for this game.
I need this now.
And Daryl, of course, is like, we switched to man. Things got really good. So humble with his hair. And then the whole team is like, Daryl was the defensive MVP.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, so it's a shame, but especially because Enfuego talks so much shit.
Yeah,
and
talk shit, get hit.
And they did, and then they get to play the game again, and they're essentially getting their best player back to play again. And
who's their best player?
Kida.
Kida.
He wasn't there, and he's
really?
He is a humongous defense.
I think Matt with the backwards hat is better than Kida.
Hot take. That's cool. So one of the mats, it's fine. But the point is he'll be there and he'll help them beat man, which is what, you know, just said work.
Exactly.
It is a bummer. I'm not going to go into the play-by-play because it's not important anymore. But for people who somehow are living under a rock in the TSL, about an hour and a half to 2 hours after the game, Enfuego's stewing about basically blowing it. And I won't even say it was... most of them Fuego, because a lot of them were just like, it sucks, what are you gonna do, whatever.
Most of their team is so cool,
and then for some reason all of a sudden there was an issue and Blaze asked for a roster check on some girl who did next to nothing. She didn't really matter.
Six fireball shots later,
yeah,
a roster check was asked for.
I'm stewing about this loss and now I'm doing this Hail Mary, and that kind of sucks.
That's the worst part. I mean, it's not during the game, before the game, during the game, right after the game. It's hours after the game.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
It's kind of the worst part.
Like, it's kind of a thing where, like we just said, TMA asked right away. There you go. I think there should be some sort of, like, statute of limitations on that. Like, oh, you wanted to ask 3 weeks later?
Like, in softball, like, they come around, say, are there any roster
issues?
Questions? Like, someone from the league comes around and says, are there any roster issues? No? Okay.
Right. That should have counted anyway. Now, it comes
don't get me
out.
Wrong. We're happy in a way.
You want, if you're going to win,
we
want to
play
beat,
them.
You want to beat them. Of course you do.
Yeah, because, you know, they called it an easy win when they beat us in the last game of
the
season.
The game where you didn't have your whole team and somebody got hurt.
First place was essentially wrapped up. They had to, because we beat them so bad in the first time we played them, they had to beat us by 36 or more to even pass us. So.
Not to mention that they beat us by 8 points, and those are the last two drives of the game. We were up on them the entire game. Like, it wasn't like, so the fact that they said it was an easy win was...
Oh, you guys do not like them, and I love it.
No, because we're a team that doesn't talk. We don't talk shit. We just come up there and
have a good
time.
You guys don't talk shit.
But anyways, it is what it is.
It is what it is, but like we said, so to just reset this then, so because basically you come to find out that they had an illegal player too, and we don't have to get into the who's and what's. Bottom line is that Tauber decided, screw it, you're going to play another game. So now if either of these teams are going to win the championship, they essentially have to win
three
games
in a row,
which is no easy feat regardless of who you're playing. And now the fact that, you know, like if Cobblestone beats Enfuego again, which is going to take a pretty good effort, then they have to play you clowns, and you guys are fucking studs. You're going to, you know, if Cobblestone can run the table, they deserve everything. Like, immediate Hall of Fame inductions.
No, absolutely.
That'd be awesome, you know.
Three games in a row sounds like my dream.
Yeah, except
until you have to do
hamstrings
it.
Hamstrings and people start getting hurt because everybody else is older than you. But
which seems to happen on our team all
so,
the time.
Yeah. So like that's so that became the compromise of like everybody shut up. They're gonna replay the game. Good luck winning three in a row. And that's
let's all go and wear purple and cheer. For
I think
I'm definitely gonna be
there's
there.
There's nobody who isn't going to be on Cobblestone's team there because A, they got the whole underdog thing going on. B,
what
kind of got screwed here? This whole thing is bullshit. B, and C, like I mentioned this beforehand. Like I personally feel that like if Daryl would have asked Enfuego before the game, like, hey, this is Colleen. She's on the roster, but she has been a million times. She's back. Can she play? They would have looked at her and be like, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
Just like you guys, you know, before your game, like that. And like most of us would do because people want to play football. But now it's like it's 2 hours later is just the worst. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, though. What matters is that everybody else in the league, you need to listen right now.
10 a.m.
This is not about you. You need to listen right now. Shut up. Everybody is bitching and giving their opinion to Topper and Ramir, and nobody cares. I want everybody to know that your opinion does not matter here. Topper does the best he can do. I'm saying this because Topper was like pissed off, and Topper puts so much time into this league to make sure we can have the best time. True. To have everybody micromanaging and everything. Like if you read the rant, Ramir's like basically saying what I'm about to say here. But like, Lenny used to always tell me, when Topper stops having fun, this shit's a wrap. And you guys make it not fun for Topper, the shit's going to be a wrap really quickly. You don't need to be going around seeing who might have illegal players, who might have this, who might have that. Just play the games, have a good time. Don't fucking be sneaky. Don't try to tell on other players. You, go tell Travis not to put in the Telegram app, this person might have had an illegal player too. Fuck him, that's bullshit. So, Topper, again, spend so much of his time to make sure that the 600 or so of us can have a great fucking time. They do not need to hear your opinion on every single little thing because, honestly, your opinion doesn't matter. Topper made the decision. Now we're just going to go with it, and we're going to all root for Cobblestone together.
Yeah, just come and play fair. I don't know why anybody needs to add anybody to the roster. It's co-ed,
what it is.
Touch football at a bar. Go have fun. You're not winning a Super Bowl or a...
This is the Super Bowl.
$1 million.
Spend our fuck bucks wisely. That means fuck bucks are what you give a fuck about during the day. So it's
a lot of people. That means a lot of.
No, oh my god, get your head out of the gutter. No,
it's called a fuck buck.
Yeah, it means spend your energy wisely on what you decide to care about. I will. I would be on it. Let's all wear purple at 10 o'clock and do the worm and do the worm on the sideline of the Cobblestone game and the wave.
But I would. I'm there in spirit.
So am I. But I'll still do the worm for Cobblestone.
All right. So there were other games at 2 o'clock. That were actually happening.
So the Chaps and the Tots was very close. So everyone knows my man slings on the Chaps.
Coach Jay, you know what's mean to me.
Stop. The Tots have actually some pretty good athletes. They played man to man, and it was kind of hard. It seemed like for the Chaps to get separation. I gave some feedback about what I think would be helpful for that, but I'm not gonna put on blast their strategies. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah, so I don't remember what you just said because I was looking at my phone, but I know that this game, did you talk about how this came down to like the last drive?
No, because I didn't.
The Tots were definitely driving on the Chaps down three, and they got to the end, they got inside the 10, and unfortunately threw a pick in the end zone because they were going for the win. So this game is a lot closer than, it's 3 points.
Close.
So the whole thing was close. Like the Tots deserve like all the credit in the world for coming out and battling. In this battle of Tots versus Fries, and did anybody buy anybody some fried potatoes?
They got a bucket of beer. I'm a little disappointed.
Less fun. It is what it is. And then the last
bipolar
game
was pretty cool. Yeah,
pretty cool.
It was pretty interesting because Graves Bros has this one guy on the team. He's tall, thin, and he has like thicker white gloves. He has like a 42-inch vertical.
Is that Gronk?
No, he's so unathletic.
Skinny.
Sorry, I don't know.
No, this guy is good. And what I don't understand is why they don't, because they had, no offense, Tommy Hughes as their safety on defense.
Right.
Why not have this guy just like run a post or run a go and then go out at the one? And they like weren't doing that. They were trying to like throw the ball into like a swarm of bipolar chicks.
Yeah. Sorry, that sounded way funnier than it should have.
Swarm
of bipolar chicks.
I will give Tommy credit. Like he plays smart. He calls good plays. He takes advantage of mismatches and he marches down the field. very public enemy-ish.
Yeah.
And, right? And so, like, I think that the Graves Bros got outsmarted, like, in football.
Well, like I said, it's almost like you guys said earlier, when you're playing a gender team, you got to figure out how to play against a gender team.
Well,
and
Graves Bros were missing Swanton.
Well, that will hurt because she's a stud.
And their quarterback.
Oh, really?
That older man, yeah.
I didn't see him, yeah.
Damn, that's a bummer.
But it was the quarterback from Salino Sewer Rats. So right. He's been a quarterback.
Was AJ there?
No.
I thought I saw him.
Yeah, he was there. He was there.
He was quiet.
And then we had one 3 o'clock game.
Once, I know.
There was the lonely 3 o'clock game as all the other fireworks started going up around us.
Hung Buffalo smashes Crumb from behind, 47-12. Was Paul Lavolo there?
I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
We said before the playoffs that if there's one team that we wouldn't be surprised that we'd be seeing in the championship would be them.
Really?
Because he can straight.
He's great.
Sling that football, man. He's good.
Come from behind.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
He's smart and he's got a good arm.
Very good arm, yeah.
And
we want him to quarterback the Angels.
And we said
he's got a really good arm.
He's got angelic hair.
And he's smart. And, I mean, he does use a football that is essentially a squishy ball because it's so flat.
Really?
Yeah. No, but
I don't think that's something we have a rule about.
Yeah, but
size, can't use a junior ball though.
So we thought there's no way that he was there if they got beat that bad. Hung Buffalo's good, but they're not.
Yeah. They're not my favorite team.
I like them. I like them because Kate said she'd play on my gender team, so now my life's come full circle, and I want her to just beat people up.
You should have no problem finding girls on a gender team. Every girl wants to be on a gender team.
The sell is me being the quarterback. I think you forget that.
Okay.
It's hard to sell. Plus, all the good ones are already taken. I'm just kidding. My team's great. Anyway.
So much faith he has in the Diamond Dolls or whatever the name is.
The Diamond Dolls, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
No, Hung Buffalo has the height advantage for sure. They can just do a jump ball.
For sure.
They don't have much speed, but they play smart and they've got a lot of height. And their girls are good.
Yeah. And the other girl. I don't know her name.
So do we want to touch on the games that are coming up then for next week? So right now we have, I guess just in D1, because it's there, we have Eyes Downtown playing Gryffindor and then Public Enemy playing Tight Ends. So Emily, you want to talk shit about it?
Yeah, I'm calling my shot. This is the week. It's going to happen.
What are you going to do? Just beat Public Enemy? You're going to win the whole thing?
I mean, if we just beat Public Enemy, I'll be happy. But really? If we win D1, I'll be happier.
You bring in Margo?
Yeah, Margo's showing up with us. Yeah.
How many people on your roster are you bringing?
I don't know. Who can show up?
Josh, Joe Russell.
No, Josh can't because Margo's playing. One or the other.
Somebody's going to watch the kids. I love it. That's amazing. So I would like to thank you guys, though, because our prize for winning that game was that we were going to have to play Peachy Platoon, but now you have to play Peachy Platoon, and that's way better. That's way better for me. I'm not going
to
lie.
Anyway.
You say that, but we played that. We lost 28-6 with me at quarterback. So if Zach Newberry wasn't dropping touchdowns that game, we would have lost by 10.
I have to say, Zach did call out Topper, though, and say he is the X factor in the game.
Yeah. He really wants to be relevant. I love it.
Okay. And it depends what Topper shows up. Sorry, Zach, I got to say it. I'm here for a reason.
to call
aside from the Enfuego stuff, you did call out Topper and say that game depends on which Topper shows up at quarterback. So
thanks, Zach. That's exactly what we wanted you to do. Perfect.
Well, also depends on which Ricky shows up at quarterback.
True.
Ha! He changes by the half. We'll be okay-ish. Anyway.
Hey, at least one half.
Ricky was. I've played with Ricky a lot. He can be really good.
He can be. Yeah.
You just have to build up his confidence a lot in the huddle and keep him in a good headspace. I think negativity really impacts him in a hard way.
That is true.
So be a positive person.
I'm positive about the things I think about.
And then PG versus the Dilfs. We kind of already said that.
Well,
Topper versus Bullet Club.
Are you going to call your shot for that? Because you guys almost beat PG the last time you played them.
Like,
not joking aside. So are you guys kind of thinking you can do it again or what?
It honestly depends on who shows up.
You really don't even know yet?
I have no idea.
Wow, I love it. Running a team is the worst. I'd like to point that out again really quickly.
Yeah, it is tough.
Travis and Eric have their own, separate text that they figure this shit out on.
Oh, okay. That's the way to do it. I love it.
I'm not involved in this.
D3. Sorry, I'm cutting you right.
Go ahead.
D3 has the only remaining top seed.
Yep.
Roto Swaggins, the 2 seed, taking on the 8 seed in Puckett. And then I think Endgame was the 5 seed and Sticky was the 6 seed. So this is all really exciting.
I bet you the championship is going to be Frodo versus Sticky Bandits.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I really, really think that's going
to
happen.
You kind of stole what I was going to say, so that's a little bit of a bummer.
Sorry.
All right, I'm going to say Frodo versus Endgame then, because we got to have...
Fine.
Well, you can't have everybody say the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you have nothing to say.
It doesn't matter, because it's going to be an Endgame Puckett anyway, and it'll just be a, it'll be a replay of last session. What do you mean? You say, okay, like Puckett can't do it? They just beat, no pun intended, they can't beat Frodo.
Yeah, a quarterbackless team.
If you ask some people, Frodo's a quarterbackless team. Hey, Scotty. So, there's that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get into the boring that is D4.
Hey!
The Angels take on Buffalo Solar, who's beat them, and the Stunts take on Uncle Rico's, who's beaten them. Which girls' team doesn't make it to the championship?
Both.
Really? You think you're both going to lose?
If anyone loses... To be frank, I do think it would be the Stunts because they've played Uncle Rico's and Uncle Rico's has beaten them by a lot.
Really
when
haven't.
We played Buffalo Solar Solutions, we lost by 2 points.
Right.
So I just think from that point differential, and if you look at that thing where it was all the statistics on the quarterback thing, Maddie's Angels has the highest everything.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
We average like a 45-point differential. Per game.
Yeah. Fair enough.
We average like a 12-point scored against us on defense per game, and then we score like at least 69 points a game.
So, Jesus. So D5, I think every top seed is remaining with the exception of Cobblestone technically.
It's 1, 2, 3, I think 4.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 7. Cobblestone. So technically the 2 seed should be eliminated, but... You know,
we'll see.
Luck happened. So
I think that with the positivity of the support of the entire TSL on the sideline of the Cobblestone game.
The Cobblestone game starts at 10 o'clock and Daryl doesn't get out of bed till 10.
He was already claiming they have a Halloween party the night before.
That son of a... bothered
Wait,
me so much.
How about we have, you know, those things when kids won't go to school and then it's like a program where like a behavioral person goes in the home and like drags them out of bed and brings them to school.
A truancy officer.
Wait, let's put Daryl on pins. Pins, for those of you who don't know, is person in need of supervision, and it's adolescents who are basically on probation.
Yes,
let's get Daryl a pins officer.
So we can't really talk about the actual matchups yet because they're not decided in those last ones. Does it matter to you guys who you play?
No, they're going to have to beat us. We're certainly not going to beat ourselves.
That's what
I mean, we...
We don't turn the ball over.
We have our game plan and we stick to it. We don't change things. We make them change to beat us, and that's it. They're gonna have to find a way to beat us.
Larry,
stop us
I thought
on
you
offense.
Said you threw 3 picks in that one game.
What game?
No,
he doesn't throw
said
picks.
He said they got 3.
Oh yeah. No, Terra Tacos. Yeah, that's how he opened up against.
Oh, the tacos.
Yeah, no.
Nope, don't recall.
I don't think I threw 3 all season. What are you talking about?
They got to stop. We're quick, you know.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You got a little too much swagger too. You might want to tone it down a little bit.
I'm just saying, I'm not. They got to beat us.
I think we got right though. It really fired us up.
I'm just saying, we're not going to beat ourselves, so they got to come beat us. It's not shit talking.
Nobody's beating you at full strength.
We're going to be at full strength. Everybody's
so then
relatively
who,
healthy.
So the winner of that game plays
nobody
who?
Yet. It matters.
We will either play Cobblestone or practice squad.
Okay.
It depends on who wins that game.
So them
because it reseeds. So
yeah.
It's all over.
I mean, most of this season, we didn't have a full roster.
Yeah.
We were playing with 4 guys most of the time.
Yeah, we're playing.
Or an injured guy with 5 guys, but one's injured who barely played. This is the first time we have, like, our full...
I think people do the best when they Iron Man, because you get in a rhythm.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
But we're pretty interchangeable, all our people. So, you know, it's we got a good, you know...
All right.
Maggie and I were in a hell workout last night at boot camp, and
cool.
we were like, this is why we do this, so that we can play 4 football games in a row and be fine.
That's true, though.
We literally told the guy that, and then he's like, 10 more reps.
So then we go to D6, and we have Zach Attack taking on Bipolar, and TMA versus the Chaps, and a little bit of a rivalry game, which is kind of cool. I know those 2 teams don't like each other. Bipolar, I feel bad for, because...
They're not going to win.
They're not going to win. They're not going to win specifically because they play at the same time as TMA, and that immediately loses 4 girls for them, too.
Because every
single girl on TMA plays...
Are they all going to play for TMA, Val?
Oh, damn. Dynamite drop it, Valerie.
I've ditched tight ends to play for the Angels before when they played like the same better, time.
But I
like the gender too.
But for me, I think this is TMA's year. I said this to Ferger, and he got mad about it. But like this one just feels like everything's clicking into place. So
no, I think it's going to be Zach Attack versus the Chaps.
Well, you're biased.
I am biased. I'm sorry. But Coach Jay has been wheeling and dealing all week, picking his brain, trying to figure out how to bring his team to the promised land.
Fair enough. Right now he's in a deprivation tank preparing.
Is it been established?
We actually do that.
The Jack Attack is based on Saved by the Bell?
Because if no, so, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Because I would root for that if it was. Season.
But now, Jenna, now I want
Jenna
them to lose.
On from it, and she found out that it wasn't that, and she was not happy with her own team.
Yeah.
It's just because
they would have got my vote for
just because there's a guy named Zach on the team and he named it after himself.
It's very narcissistic. We're disappointed.
We're coming up on an hour already, and Lenny would be nervously twiddling his thumbs.
He'd be doing this.
We gotta go. So
at the clock, red clock on the wall.
We should just cut to our MVP LVPs at this point. So why don't you take us off?
Okay. Well, I didn't get to play, so none of my teams are MVPs, I guess, yet. My MVPs moving forward are going to be Maddie's Angels because we're
super... That's bullshit. Pick one from last week.
Oh, fine. My MVP is Daryl, actually, for there being the biggest Absolutely. Cinderella story Absolutely. Of the day. Like, everybody was so pumped for them. Like, teams that don't even know Cobblestone were pumped for them. My LVP is Blaze.
No explanation needed.
Val, go ahead.
Okay. My MVP, I'm gonna go with Uncle Rico's. They Whoa. Had like a complete 180 in the season. Also, today's Tim's birthday, so happy birthday, Tim. But yeah, I mean, they've just completely turned their season around. And I really respect that. And then my LVP, I'm going to go with Andrew Kikak.
Sidekick?
Pisek?
Kikak sounds better. Because he skipped his game to go play in a different league.
Lame!
Wow. To be fair, they didn't Lame. Need him.
They didn't need him, but it's the principle.
Yeah, it's the principle. TSL over everything. Over your wedding, over family. Your family yeah. parties, over...
I would have my wedding at the Fields.
I already planned one for at the Fields.
Fair enough.
B's brother would be the sermon person. You'd have the Mike Baccio Tabernacle Choir. Tim Dove would release doves. The Road Garden would cater it.
Doves should release Tim Dove.
He was giving out Dove chocolate.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Oh.
Eric, your MVP LVPs of the week.
Oh, my MVP's definitely got to be Cobblestone as a team. Nice. Just awesome. For making Enfuego choke. And obviously, so my LVP's got to be anybody who calls out another team or player and then does exactly what he tried to call them out for is always going to be the least valuable player.
Not mentioning any names.
No, I won't mention names.
You know who you are.
Larry's mustache, what do you guys think?
I got to go with Daryl. So humble, too. We had our last blue light bucket after the game, and I offered it to him. He's like, sorry, I only drink Corona. And that made me like him even more. Like, I absolutely loved him. Least has got to be Blaze, just because he called me out He called me out on Facebook too
on
to teach
Facebook.
Me. Yeah,
he did. So about a podcast. Like,
All right, so Blaze talked shit about our podcast because I asked him what his problem was because I didn't know if he was like actually mad at me, and he just said he was screwing around because I called him like the 50th best quarterback in the league on one of our episodes. And I don't see you remember it. I don't remember the things I say.
I don't even remember that.
We were talking about the rankings or something. It was like 2-3 weeks ago. So he said the best podcasts were the other one, and then he said how Larry learns to be a quarterback, and then he said a better quarterback, and there was some other thing, and then he put us like 100th. That's why he was on last week. I said, what's going on, buddy? Like, I didn't know if he's actually mad, because I don't ever want to make anybody legitimately mad at us. And he just said he was screwing around about it. I was like, well, why don't you come on the podcast and say your piece? And that's how he ended up on the show last week. So that's where that came from.
I feel like a lot of times people get offended if they don't get like shout outs on the websites and stuff. I think a lot of times, like, we have a lot of, like, veteran players who are really good, and everybody knows you're really good, so you don't get a shout-out. So it's more just, like, newer people that are, you know.
It's not even, I mean, it's not even that, really, because, like, I've seen, like, I read the articles, people are always like, hey, if you want me to say something about you, like, Ramiro will be like, hey, come find me, tell me who you are, or, like, the Gothers will be like, email me at this, or, like, whatever. So, I mean, it's a league of 600 people, like Lenny would always say. Sometimes you might have to go that extra and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Like, let me,
that was always our team's thing. We kind of fed off the fact that nobody really knows us. We're new. you know, we try to be social and hang out and stuff, but
stay under the radar.
We liked it being under the radar, and we kind of fed off that all season.
So then I guess, so my MVPs, Puckett All-Stars for winning, because that's pretty cool. Winning as an 8 seed again, like doing it again is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry guys, but I'm going to give my other MVP to Zach Newberry. Like, I'm going to give him, I'm going to give him his due. Cause you didn't look happy about it. You're only happy about my joke. I'm kidding. Like, no, Zach was awesome. Like, he's been really good the last couple weeks, and I just give him shit cause he's my friend, but he actually was a big reason we made a huge comeback, and he deserves this credit. So yeah. There, Zach, you're welcome.
Zach's a good player.
My LVPs, you guys kind of nailed all of them. So I will say the plumbing in Val's new house that decided to leak all over the place Saturday morning. You ever figure out what the problem was with that?
No, Tommy Hughes came over yesterday. Basically, we have to like redo our showers. So, you know, any contractors out there? Let me know.
Let's blame Travis. All right.
Yeah. He was the one that took the shower.
Makes sense. So I guess that brings us to our final thoughts as we head into championship week. Emily, as always, start us off.
My final thought, shout out to me for handing out candy for Sweetest Day.
Nailed it. She did.
No guy in the league knew it was Sweetest Day apart from Jay, so I think I saved a lot of people's relationships.
Didn't Jay know it was Sweetest Day, and then you didn't, so he made you feel bad, and that's why you did this?
Yeah, Jay woke me up with a card and candy, and I was like, Jay's what? It's Sweetest Day.
Just drool hanging out.
Yeah, looking like a freaking alien waking up.
Eyes half open. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
looking like those little ant guys from Toy Story. The we have been chosen.
Those guys are amazing.
Val, what you got?
For my final thoughts, I don't know. I mean, if you're listening to this and your team's out, feel free to stop by
for sure.
At the bar. I mean, we're gonna be hanging out. I don't know if you're planning on talking about this later, but the 4 o'clock game happening costumes.
Yes, we should have already spoken to that. But
yeah.
We got a little
All right. So yeah, come for that. If anything else.
I'm told what my final thought is. I love my life. So,
okay.
Eric, what do you got, bud?
I'm just going to say good luck to all the teams still in it.
Even in Fuego?
Even in Fuego. I'm not going to end the podcast talking shit.
Good call.
I see how that worked out for some people, so
yeah,
I'm not going to do it.
Juju.
Good luck in Fuego. I'm going to say good luck in Fuego. My final thought.
Wow. Way to be the bigger person. Wow. Aww. Your team just got nominated for the Sportsmanship Award. The Lenny Elba Sportsmanship Award.
I love it. The Elba Awards. Larry, what you got, buddy?
Same thing as Eric. Just the good luck to everybody who's still involved. If you want to show up at 10 o'clock in purple, like Emily was saying, the roof for
that would be awesome.
Let's definitely do it.
Can you imagine if 200 people came?
With like long wigs.
Lenny
for
would come back to life. That's exactly what it. He's not dead, by the way. Don't be sad.
Stop.
He's hiding.
I'll say good luck to Enfuego, because I'm telling you right now, Blaze, I am going to go off if we see you in the championship, and
what
I will gladly take home
game?
That D5. Top quarterback.
It would be
trophy.
Noon if
no
will,
ands,
if they make it there.
I will be watching.
If we make it there. If
noon.
We all make
we
it there.
We can watch.
Yeah, okay.
One.
Yeah, we would right, we okay. love to play in Fuego, but we will not take any team lightly. We're mm-hmm. ready. We've had a great year. We want to finish it with a blast.
I love it. So my first final thought was exactly what Emily told me to say here. Yes, at 4 o'clock we are doing Costume Bowl. We've had a whole bunch of people signed up. There were a couple people that were like bummed we didn't ask them, but I think people always miss the message.
No, the protocol was come find me.
Everybody is invited. So if you show up and if you've never spoken a single word to Emily or I, and you just decided to show up in a costume to play, you will be put on a team and we will have a fun time.
People have questions about what kind of costumes people wear.
Just be mobile.
Honestly, like make it easy. That's the best way of putting it. Like I know 1 year we did like the good versus evil thing, but we're pretty much going to screw around and pick the teams as we go
and just
have fun.
Speaking from experience, the big inflatable costumes, not the best idea.
No, not in the least. They are probably
especially
terrible.
Especially the T-Rex, you cannot play
or
as
T-Rex. Spandex where you can't breathe. Coach Jay was Michael Phelps, and he...
But he looked great.
He did, and he couldn't breathe in those spandex.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be around the fields and you're going to hang out with us for one last time, because that's kind of what it's at, it's going to be the last week before we... start doing other things together before our wine tour or whatever we're going to do.
The banquet
is January 3rd. That is very important. Well, it's supposed to be January 3rd. Maybe we can't get the room or anything, but that is the target date for Topper. So take off of work now. Be prepared.
We'll be there to accept our sportsmanship award.
That's fair. I mean, right now you're the only one in there, so don't blow it, I guess. So,
1 week.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Joe Kay and I are also in the process of figuring out the Elba Awards.
Yeah,
so
we were given carte blanche to just kind of find people and, so and come up with new ones.
We're creating fun, cool awards to give out at the banquet so that it's not just about
just
MVPs.
Packing up all my stuff. I just found all the Matty Ice Awards.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I forgot about that. I was best podcaster. It was the best. All right. So
I was best sub.
My, yeah, you were. My, how far things have come.
I was the Elmo Award because I hold everyone together.
Mm-hmm. Matty's. He's a genius. We just don't even know. All right. My actual final thought, though, is just that I wanted to take an extra second. I mean, we'll do a podcast next week too. We might even do it. Maybe we should do it at the fields and just get the champions right away.
I'm not
but
free
we'll be
next Tuesday.
We'll probably be screwed up from Costume Bowl though. I'll take this time to just thank Topper and thank Ramir for all their hard work for real. This has been a great season for the most part. There hasn't been next to any drama. I mean, I understand that I'm saying that with what just happened, but for the most part, they handle everything very well. They bust their ass to make sure we can have a ton of fun, and it's extremely appreciated by me and everybody else who does whatever they do. Yep. Like, Emily and I, we just basically screw around and talk for an hour about the league and have a good time, but they do so much more. Mm-hmm. Other people do so much more. People write articles. People do everything. So just thank you guys. Like, you, even though it might not feel like it, right now, it's still what you do is appreciated. I know you're not going to listen to this to hear this, but hopefully somebody else will tell you that that's what we said. So
they do so much.
So Championship Friday is here. The race for social co-ed immortality will end in less than 5 days, I think. I'm not doing the math.
We're purple.
Move the games to
Friday. Did I say Friday?
Wow. Friday. I was like,
you'll be alone on that one.
That's my final.
Guys, we're purple. Let's all come together as one league.
Saturday.
We're purple.
I fucking hate this league.
I'll bring extra purple shirts.
Well, fuck me. I will see you guys later, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.